All aboard. Oh, wait, wrong podcast. This is the Talking Tech Pod. Hi, I'm Brett Molina.
Hi, I'm Kelly Lawler.
We're co-hosts of the Mothership Podcast, your favorite USA Today Network podcast about geek culture. If you like technology, then I'm guessing you probably love Star Wars and Avengers and all that fun stuff. That's all we talk about on this pod. So if you want to listen in, just find us on iTunes or Stitcher or pretty much anywhere you can find a podcast like this lovely one we're hosting right now, Talking Tech.
We're filling in for Uncle Jeff.
Yes. Hi, Jeff. I hope you're enjoying your time off. So yeah, right now we're going to talk about streaming services because we have another one on the list, Disney Plus. It is among 8,000, give or take a couple hundred streaming services that are out there.
The big six are what we're calling the ones that are either already available, that are dominant, and the three new ones that are due this year that we think will be dominant. So that's Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, Apple Plus, Disney Plus, and whatever Warner Media calls it their service, which will have like Friends and some other stuff. I don't know. They're weird. But it's the AT&T Time Warner merger streaming service thing.
Let's just hope they don't use Plus in the title. We'll see what
happens.
God, no. So Disney Plus, they announced all the shows and movies and all the stuff they're going to have on there. And the price, it's going to be, I believe, $6.99 per month or roughly $70 for the year. What's your take on Disney Plus?
My take on Disney Plus is that they're way better at this than Apple is, and that's probably because they've been in the entertainment industry for many decades. And Apple thinks that they can just reinvent the wheel with a black and white video of famous people talking about the importance of art, and not give out any details or show any clips. And Disney knows that they need to whet fans' appetites. The price is insane. The price is going to be a big deal because I don't think Apple can afford to make the price that low, and Warner Media certainly can't. It's way lower than Netflix right now. Their most popular package is $12.99 a month. And the family angle is not to be trifled with. You know, Disney's been family for many decades, and they've survived better than a lot of the OG Hollywood studios.
Well, I mean, for Disney, the big advantage is they own all the content. And, you know, at least with Netflix and Hulu, what they've done is they've, you know, gotten the rights to a lot of shows and movies, and then they've kind of backed in with their own original shows. Disney has a ton of stuff already. They have their own Disney properties. They have Marvel. They have Star Wars. Apple's at a bit of a disadvantage because they have none of the properties right now.
It's going to be all originals. It's going to be a lot of originals at once, more originals than any other service has yet to debut with. So that's a new strategy. I don't think it'll work as well. And I think Disney has low-key been preparing for this for decades because they had that whole Disney Vault thing, which ends up being in their favor because, like, it's not like we own a lot of those things on DVD or we're used to seeing them a lot earlier. So the idea that, like, I could watch Bambi whenever I want now is very appealing because I couldn't when I was a kid.
And they're going to have a lot of the Marvel movies out first and foremost on their service, same with Star Wars. So there's a lot of incentive to get involved between this and the price. I think it's going to be very competitive, and I think you're going to see a lot of people jump on it early on. And yeah, family friendly. I don't think there are any kind of adult R-level type movies, TV shows, or anything. It's mostly very much surrounding kids and family stuff. So it's going to be a very interesting niche.
The streaming wars have begun. Dun, dun, dun.
Bum, bum, bum. That'll do it for Talking Tech today. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget, we are co-hosts of the Mothership Podcast, and you can find us on iTunes or Stitcher or SoundCloud or any app that has podcasts. We're there for you.